This is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tank. Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, broadcasting from the Phoenix Convention Center. A Turning Point USA event, a number of speakers, Dr. Ben Carson among others, and number 47 will be speaking on Sunday. Now, just met a gentleman named DeAndre who said that I saved his life, and I don't recall jumping into a pool and pulling anybody out, so I asked DeAndre to sit down and tell us about it. DeAndre is from Detroit. Tell me about your story.
So basically, I moved out to Arizona from Detroit about 10 years ago. I've always had a conservative mindset. And of course, growing up in Detroit, you know, you're a part of the Democrat slave plantation, unfortunately. And I had an entrepreneurial mindset. So I looked for a city that's growing for entrepreneurs, and I came out to Arizona, and I decided, you know, really start to struggle. I didn't have no idea what I was going to do. I just wanted to get away from that environment because it was all toxic. So I started struggling financially. I had no idea what I was going to do. Ended up homeless because I was living in my car to the point where I remember living in my car and my brother sent me some money to get some food because I haven't eaten for 3 days. And I walked outside of Walmart. This is back then when they had just Western Union, things like that. And as I'm walking out, my car got repossessed. So I sat there on that bench, and I thought about going back home, but I wasn't really welcome because I started to come out as a conservative. So I spent a lot of time in the library. Prior to that, I thought about taking my life. I was on the verge of taking my life. And listening to people like you, you introduced me to Thomas Sowell. So me being homeless, I lived in the library, basically. That was the only place I can go, that I could stay there all day without getting kicked out because I didn't have nowhere else to go, and I was sleeping outside afterwards. And the thing is, people don't even know about this story. Some people know, but a lot of people don't know because I was ashamed to tell it. You know, and being a black conservative, everybody turned their backs on you. They call you all these terrible names. These are people that helped raise me, and it's pretty sad. And I'm happy to say that, you know, me living in the library, just studying up on Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and, you know, watching your radio show every day, you were the first person that got me to open up my eyes. And me continuing watching your videos as I'm sitting outside on the bench really kept me going. And that got me connected with, you know, people like the Candace Owens and just you name the person. Now I'm as vocal as I can be. I ran a successful business. I just kept my grind going. I started to ignore the naysayers because you experienced that too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, hearing stories like that from you gave me the momentum and it, you know, gave me the motivation to just keep going and not give up on life. Yeah. But it was a struggle, you know, being a black conservative, it was a struggle at first. Now, I'm happy to say that I created a successful business. I've been waking up a lot of my family members. My parents are on my side. They're hardcore conservatives.
You turned your mom and dad around.
Yes. My mom was already open to it. She called me up one day and she said, I really hate Trump, and she's a Christian. She said, I cannot have hate in my heart, so I started listening to him, and what he's been saying has been making some sense to me. I said, Mom, that's what I've been saying. I agree. It took a while for my dad to come on board, But I just started, you know, now I'm I made a name for myself on social media, and I'm just, I don't care. At first, I would just be quiet about it because I would be afraid of the backlash, and I would just, like, throw out little hints. Now, I don't care. I'll throw on a MAGA hat and just post pictures every day about it.
Now, when you say that your family essentially just dumped you because you came out as conservative, did you stop talking to you?
Yes. So I had some close, very close cousins of mine that they just blocked me off of all the social media. They said, you know, basically, you're not, don't bother coming back to the family reunion. You have been brainwashed by these Klan members, these white conservatives. They're going to hang you out here. They're going to hang you by a tree. And I'm trying to tell them, like, these are some of the nicest, most considerate, genuine people that I've ever met. The only time I experience racism is through the people that are closest to me. I'm like, you guys are the racist ones. So, it hurt. I will say it did hurt.
Now, this was before Trump.
This was actually in 2018. So Trump was already in office. 2018 is when I had the awakening.
And I see. So before that, you were left wing.
Yeah, before I was left wing, but I was open to conservative views, and I started listening because I already started listening to you. And then I moved out here, and then once 2018 came, and I started seeing how the fake news really operates. And as soon as I started stating my conservative views and all the backlash that I received, I knew I was on the right side.
Now, when you say you moved out to Phoenix, why did you choose Phoenix?
I was looking for a city that's growing for the opportunity because I always had an entrepreneurial mindset. And it was either Phoenix or Atlanta, and there's no way I'm ever moving to Atlanta. So I came out here, and I had no idea what I was going to do. I had no plan. It was either me real estate or finance. I ended up in finance. And that's what actually got me on Thomas Sowell, not only with you, but I didn't realize that he was an economist. I just thought he was just a black servant leader. I wasn't really familiar with him. Now, I sat in that library all day. I think Thomas Sowell written like 24 books.
Closer to 40.
Man, well, I stand corrected.
And he writes about three or four at the same time.
Yes, I stand corrected. And that's the one guy I have not met that I would love to meet, but I read at least 20 of his books, and I still listen to his books when I'm falling asleep at night on Audible, just so I can get them all in. And yours as well. Like, you guys are making a huge impact.
Well, and you know Thomas Sowell used to be a Marxist.
Yes.
He was a communist.
Right.
And he used to tell me that he grew up in New York.
Yep.
He never met his parents. His parents died when he was very young.
Wow.
He was raised by family members in New York. And he said he would get on the bus, and he would drive through parts of New York that were crappy, and then see nice parts of New York. And he said, I couldn't understand how certain areas were bad,
right,
certain areas were good. It had to be people who are very wealthy essentially exploiting people who were not wealthy.
Yeah.
And he believed that not just through high school or college, he believed that through graduate school.
Yep.
He was studying economics at the University of Chicago, and he was still a Marxist. And I asked him what changed it, and he said life.
That's usually what it is, isn't it? That's usually what it is, because he was at Harvard, if I'm correct.
He was,
right? Yes. And it's like, once you get out here, you start to experience, like you just say, you experience life, you start to, that's the awakening moment right there. I'm out here every day talking to people because I'm a part of, you know, Blexit. Shout out to Blexit. So we do a lot of events. We do feet on the street, boots on the ground, and we just go out there, we interviewing people. We change out of mind. We focus on the four pillars, you know, being family oriented and also, you know, entrepreneurship, school of choice, things that matter to the black community that we tend to forget about, because black people, we're actually conservative. We just tend to forget about it due to the fact of the brainwashing when it comes down to the Democrat slave plantation. They always say all these negative things about the Republican Party, but in reality, the first Congress people, the first people that's first black people that's in the legislative branch,
right,
were Republicans.
Yeah. It, you know, DeAndre, it's amazing how the Democrats have stolen the narrative.
Yes.
Party of the Confederacy.
Right.
Party of slavery.
Right.
Party of Jim Crow.
Party of KKK.
Party of the KKK. Party of Dred Scott.
Yep.
Party of the Southern Manifesto.
Yes.
And now
yes,
they're the party of the welfare state. And now they're the party that opposes a school choice.
Yes, exactly. You know, the Great Society Act is what ruined us.
Yeah.
LBJ is not the president for black people. He was forced to sign the Civil Rights Act. And I tell people this stuff all the time. He put in the Great Society Act. He made the single mother married to the government. And with the welfare state, that causes a mass destruction in the black community because it separates the black family. And that kid is 20 times more likely. Like, you know the numbers. Like, you're, I call you the human Google. I'm just going to throw it out there. You know the numbers better than I do.
I would call worse.
The human Google. Like,
I'll take the human Google.
Yeah, you 20 times more likely to end up in prison. Like, you have to have a black father in the household. And their goal is to emasculate the black men and put them out there in the street and have the mother married to the government.
Yeah, being called the human Google is better than me calling the black face of white supremacy.
Oh, my God.
So I'll take that.
That baby, I wasn't as mad. You were probably furious about that. To my LA Times saying.
Her name is Erica D. Smith. She now works for Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. I wasn't furious.
Really?
No, I consider the source. She's an idiot.
Oh, man, I was furious about it. I'm like, this is disgusting the way they...
It was disgusting, and I think it backfired on her, and it backfired on the people that that feel that way, because it made them look ridiculous. You can't make an argument. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
No,
here's why I'm wrong. All you're doing is calling me a name. It means you're out of ammo.
Yes, yes. And being a black conservative is... It's a white leftist worst nightmare. They can't stand it. A black person should stand up for their own belief, because especially someone in your position, I mean, you are influencing a lot of people. And that's one thing they really hate. They have to keep us in a Democrat slave plantation. That's the reason why they're trying to replace us.
Well, and that's the reason for the anger, DeAndre. If it weren't for the fact that I'm effective and you're effective, they wouldn't be angry.
Yeah.
So we're winning.
Yes,
we're
exactly. Winning. Yeah. Which is great. Only uphill from here.
DeAndre, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me on.
God bless.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I love Detroit.
Yes.
The last remaining member of the Four Tops just died. That's my favorite R&B group.
Really?
Four Tops, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, your town is Motown.
Yes. My grandmother's Legendary Platters. You probably heard of her. Lady D. She was the lead singer for Legendary Platters with Motown.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. That's what Detroit was. Detroit.
Smoke gets in your eyes. Is that the Platters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, DeAndre, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 1968.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Yoder here. And the noise you hear is the Phoenix Convention Center Turning Point event. A lot of people here. A lot of conservative superstars are here. But enough about me. Donald Trump will be here on Sunday. Now, January 20th is the day, and Washington, D.C. is the place. That's when and where Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the 47th President of the United States. And we want to send you there. You can win a once-in-a-lifetime VIP experience to attend the inauguration in Washington, D.C., including airfare for you and a guest to Washington. A three-day stay in the nation's capital, tickets for the presidential inauguration, and so much more. Don't miss this extraordinary chance to celebrate the greatness, the history, and the excitement of a presidential inauguration. There are several ways to enter. You can use the link in the show notes for this episode or go to SalemPodcastNetwork.com/Trump. SalemPodcastNetwork.com/Trump. This is a trip for two to Washington, D.C., ticket to the Trump inauguration, and tickets to an inaugural ball. You can also enter by scanning the QR code on the screen and go to snc.tv or texting Trump to 94878. That's Trump to 94878. Before I get to the investigation of Jack Smith, the special counsel, and Liz Cheney, I just want to say something about DeAndre. From time to time, I am reminded of the impact that I have on people. I hope this doesn't sound self-serving, but when I ran for president, I was in the airport, I even forget the city. A man comes up to me, very well dressed, about 35, 40 years old, black man, and he said, "I am the third or fourth highest executive at Merrill Lynch. About a quarter of all the offices report to me. If it weren't for you, I never would have achieved my level of success." And he told me that he grew up with a single father, without a father, single mom. He was very angry. He attributed his problems to racism. He said, "Why start listening to me?" And he heard the story about my father, who had a much more difficult life than he had. At least he had a mother. My father had an irresponsible mother who could neither read nor write, and essentially threw him out of the house at the age of 13. He remembered all that story, almost verbatim, what I said. And he said, "I just want to thank you for telling me to stand up and take advantage of the opportunities there are in America." That's one. That's one of many instances. But here's another one that I wanted to talk about. And I was telling my video producer, William Porter Nelson III, about this. Now, I'm not making it up. That's his name, William Porter Nelson III. Not too snooty. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "William Porter Nelson III. I said, "Really?" I said, "Is there a fourth?" He said, "There will be." He said, "Call me Willie Nelson." I said, "There's already a Willie Nelson. I'm going to call you William Porter Nelson III." So that's what I call him. It takes a while to get it out, but that's what I call him. So I was telling him about this, and I want to share this with you. I was on radio for maybe 20 years or so, and then I left that station after 20 years. And I was given 2 weeks to say goodbye. Normally, when you leave a station,
you're gone and nobody even tells people where you are because they want to make sure that wherever you go, you don't take your audience with them. But I left in such very good terms. They gave me 2 weeks to say goodbye. So all these people called up and told me about the impact I had on them. And I received a letter. He didn't call, but he sent a letter. And he said, I hear you're leaving. I regret that I didn't send you this letter before. Several years ago, I got divorced, got a very contentious divorce, a divorce that sucked a lot of money away from me. I lost my job. My wife had turned my kids against me, and I had just had it. And I intended to kill myself. So I went to a park. I had a bottle of Jack Daniels and a bunch of pills, and I was going to break the bottle, take the pills, and just be done with it. But I said, as long as I'm going to do this, I'm going to go out with my man, Larry. So he had a headset on and started listening to my show. And I had written a joke. This is during the Bill Clinton years when Bill Clinton was accused of lying. And the joke was George Washington was on the witness stand, and he was being cross-examined about whether or not he chopped down the cherry tree. And he was asked, did you chop down that cherry tree? He said, well, it depends on the definition of tree. Things like that. And it was pretty funny, Ben. And he said, I laughed so hard. I said to myself, if I'm laughing at this, what is so serious that I can't deal with my problems? And Larry, had you not been on the air, had you not told that joke, had you not made me laugh, there's no question that I would have killed myself. So I read that letter on the air. I never met him. But, you know, sometimes just to be reminded of the impact I have, it is so humbling. And I so thoroughly enjoy what I do. And I appreciate the responsibility that I have, the effect I have on people. You know, and right now I'm on video. But for much of my career, I'm in a little room, can't see anybody that I'm talking to. And sometimes you can forget the impact that you have on people. So I just want people to know, people like DeAndre to know, that I know they're out there. And if I can somehow just get you through the day and you know, put some pep in your step and make you recognize that you're not alone, then I've done my job. I've often been asked, what is it you attempt to accomplish when you're on the radio? And I say four things. The first one is to entertain, because if you're not entertaining, nobody cares. The second is to inform. The third is to provoke, because so much that is going on is wrong and needs attention. And people need to be provoked into waking up, paying attention. And the last thing, and the hardest thing, is to uplift. And every now and then, I think I do all four. Inform, entertain, provoke, and uplift. And every now and then, I'm reminded by people who feel that I've uplifted them, that I have been successful in my mission. So I know all of that sounds self-serving. Dennis Prager and I have talked about this many times. So I just want to thank DeAndre and the gentleman that wrote me the letter. I don't know what he did with the Jack Daniels. So, Liz Cheney and Jack Smith, the special counsel, the one who brought the charges regarding January 6th and the document case, well, they're now under investigation by the House Administration Oversight Committee, chaired by Barry Loudermilk. We're going to talk about that. We just released an interim report, and the report asserts two things. A, that the attack was preventable. And B, that much of what the January 6th committee did was arguably unlawful, including accusations of witness tampering and encouraging perjury. I kid you not. All of this and more. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Speaking of Liz Cheney, she's now an ex-congresswoman. Why? Because she got primaried. And Donald Trump supported her opponent, and Liz Cheney lost her primary by a greater margin than any congressperson in a primary in history. She lost by 40 points. I met the woman who beat her, and I said, I hear you beat her by 39 points. She said, 40. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
SHGE 888-971-7243. Now we're less than 1 week until Christmas, and I want to take a moment to pull back the curtain on what a blessing our Angel Tree campaign continues to be, thanks to the infusion of gifts from generous donors just like you. Just go to my website, LarryElder.com, click on the Change a Child's Life banner, or you can go to angeltree.org/elder. Or call 888-206-2855. Our colleague Trish Regan from the Salem Podcast Network is an award-winning financial journalist and an author. She's also embraced the Angel Tree program in real, personal,
returns.
I have three little kids, and I was telling them about the Angel Tree program and how important it is. And this week, especially, we should all just take a moment to think how lucky we are. But what about the little kids out there who don't even have a parent right now because they have a parent that is incarcerated in prison? And it's not the little kids' fault. It's so important right now to the kids, to me, to everyone here at Salem. We all want to do our part.
You can hear the emotion in Trisha's voice, but she's so grateful for the help still being provided thanks to generous listeners just like you. For a gift of $30, you can change a prisoner's child's life, or for $150, you can bless five children of prisoners with personalized Christmas presents and a personal note from his or her incarcerated parent. Plus, every Angel Tree family is also given access to a free, easy-to-read Bible in English or in Spanish. Again, Christmas is just 6 days away, but there's still time. Please go to my website, LarryElder.com. Click on the Change a Child's Life banner at the very top, or you can phone in your gift to 888-206-2855, 888-206-2855. Now, I was mentioning that Liz Cheney, the congresswoman from Wyoming. Wyoming only has one congressperson because of its population. The daughter of Dick Cheney. And I used to have a lot of admiration for Liz Cheney. I thought she was really sharp, lawyer. But then she just turned against Trump with a vengeance. And she sat on that fixed January 6th committee. Didn't really have a dissenting voice on there. Just Trump haters and a bunch of Democrats. And the report came out with a report and accused Donald Trump of essentially inciting an insurrection, even though Donald Trump had never been accused of insurrection, let alone been convicted of it. Well, now there has been an investigation by the House Oversight Committee, and the report put out by the Republicans asserts that the attack was completely preventable and includes a bunch of allegations against Liz Cheney, accusing her, among other things, of witness tampering and encouraging perjury. She's accused of engaging in secret communications with Cassidy Hutchinson, arguably the star witness, the one who said that Donald Trump grabbed the wheel of a Secret Service agent. The subcommittee report reads, in part, quote, based on the evidence obtained, numerous federal laws were likely broken by Liz Cheney. And the report has asked the FBI to conduct a formal investigation, alleging, among other things, that Cheney influenced Hutchinson's testimony, including narratives that contradicted private prior statements and contradicted the accounts given by Secret Service officials. A central focus of the report was the credibility of Hutchinson. One of the most prominent claims, as mentioned, was her assertion that Donald Trump tried to seize control of the presidential vehicle to join the protesters at the Capitol. It was later refuted by Secret Service officials. The subcommittee argues that Cheney encouraged Hutchinson to introduce claims that have since been called into question. Now, the recommendation has no binding authority, and any investigation would have to be opened up by the DOJ. Still, the report outlined what they consider to be a roadmap for what an inquiry might look like. Here's what Trump said on Truth Social. Liz Cheney could be in a lot of trouble based on the evidence obtained by the subcommittee, which states that numerous laws were likely broken by Liz Cheney, and these violations should be investigated by the FBI. The report also examined what it called collusion between Special Counsel Jack Smith and the January 6th Select Committee, led by Benny Thompson. That's a Democrat from Mississippi who was part of the some 30 House members of 2004 that attempted to overturn the election in Ohio, claiming without real evidence that the Devo voting machines had been hacked. So these people are in serious, serious trouble with a new head of the DOJ, a new head of the FBI, and a still majority in the House.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally. With Relief Factor.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Price is much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now if you get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Work.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Mr. McConnell, have you noticed that I didn't put any makeup on? Does it matter? Please tell me it doesn't matter. It'll save me a lot of money in makeup. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE. When it comes to masking pain, you may only feel the pain temporarily, but it never really goes away. The best course of action is to help your body help itself get rid of the pain. Relief Factor is a different approach to pain relief. It doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps eliminate it for good. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that supports your body's response to inflammation. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily 100% drug-free supplement. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. The results have been game-changing, even life-changing for so many. When you help your body get rid of pain, you can start feeling better every single day. Start living the way you want, stop masking your pain, and start fighting back naturally. Give Relief Factor a try right now. Their 3-week quick start is only $19.95. That is less than a dollar a day. So visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Now, I watch a lot of MSNBC Hee-Haws, if you don't have to, even as their poll numbers, ratings have gone down. I mean, Rachel Maddow, after she went on and on and on about the Russia collusion, the Mueller report comes out, no obstruction, no collusion. She lost 500,000 people in one day. Now, think about that. These are left-wing people who've been listening to her rag on Donald Trump, because they assumed what she was saying was true. Yeah, Donald Trump had engaged in collusion with Russia and engaged in obstruction of justice when people were investigating it. And then the report comes out, doesn't find it. She lost 500,000 people. Now, think about that. Why would you lose 500,000 people who are left-wing? Because the reason that they hated Donald Trump is because they believed what she was saying. Similarly, the hosts on CNN, whether it's Joe Scarborough or Joy Reid, have lost a lot of their listeners. Their poll numbers are among the worst of their career. Why? Because for the last 4 years, they've been ragging on Donald Trump, calling him a fascist, calling him a Nazi, saying that he was a threat to our republic. And the voters rejected it. So a lot of people listening to this were saying, you know what? If America is not buying what you're selling, why am I buying what you're selling? If Americans don't think he's a fascist and he won all 7 swing states, maybe I need to check myself. Maybe I need to rethink what I have been feeling about Donald Trump. And a lot of people are doing that. I'm telling you, you can sense the tone. You can see even on the front page of the LA Times, there was recently an article about the number of Hispanics in a city called Downey that voted for Donald Trump. I can see the shot selection in some of the newspapers now. Things are changing. And that press conference that he had at Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, where he spoke for over an hour, took 33 questions, reporters weren't attacking the way they normally do. They were respectful questions. They wanted to know what he's thinking. What are you going to do? It was remarkable. Now, there is a Trump hater, and she still remains a Trump hater on MSNBC, named Joy Reid. Listen to her analysis of Daniel Penny and why he was acquitted. And this is her mindset, and this is the kind of poison she puts out all the time. Number 8.
Now, murder is always wrong, full stop, and never the answer. But the reality is, there are some people in Trump's own base who are hailing Mangione. And notably, Trump's admonitions come days after he hosted Daniel Penny in his private box at the Army-Navy game in Maryland and posed for smiley thumbs-up pictures with him, as did his crew, Vivek Ramaswamy and J.D. Vance. Penny is the man who held a homeless black man on a New York City subway train in a chokehold that prosecutors said lasted almost 6 minutes. He was acquitted last week of criminally negligent homicide in that man, Jordan Neely's death, after the jury deadlocked on second-degree murder and that charge was dropped. That killing, the killing of a poor black man suffering from schizophrenia and yelling that he was hungry, thirsty, and fed up, gets you a hero's welcome from the once and future president of the United States, with members of his Republican Party even calling for Penny to receive the Congressional Gold Medal, whose prior recipients include the very first recipient, George Washington, from the Continental Congress, the Rosie the Riveters from World War II, tennis legend Billie Jean King, and 14-year-old lynching victim Emmett Till, posthumously. Of course, this is a feature of the strange, and cynical logic of MAGA world, where some killings are acceptable and others are not. You're seeing it on podcasts and with conservative media talkers, many of whom are funded by billionaires, by the way. Their message? Revere the rich. and celebrate the man who chokes out the poor.
What can you say about that? That is just demented. That is just demented. Who do you know on our side is celebrating the death of the healthcare CEO? Who do you know? And notice how she leaves out the other things that Jordan Neely said. Someone's going to die. I don't care if I spend the rest of my life in Rikers Island. Why would you leave out? Oh, wait a minute. These are the same people who leave out that Donald Trump said, I want you to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Oh, wait a minute. These are the same people who leave out that Donald Trump, after Charlottesville, said, and I'm not talking about the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis because they should be condemned totally, end of quote. Same people who leave out the fact that the so-called handicapped reporter that Donald Trump allegedly mocked never said Donald Trump mocked me. Other people said it, but he never said it. What Joy Reid said is just demented. And think about the kind of mindset you have to view the world that way. Daniel Penny was a hero. He is a hero. People on that bus, on that subway, many of whom happened to be black, were scared to death. And many people said they were scared to death. And one of those who assisted Daniel Penny was Hispanic. And there were four, quote, people of color, close quote, on the jury that found him not guilty. And the person that brought the charges against him, Alvin Bragg, was black. So how does that somehow get twisted into there was some sort of vendetta against Jordan Neely because he was black? Things would have been completely different if Jordan Neely had been a white person. Really?
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Price is much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer, for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by Four King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie Grant. Along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Licato, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
I'm 76 years of age. Just over a year ago, began taking Balance of Nature. I enjoyed the effects of the product so much that I just continued in its use. I just wake up in the morning and I wake up feeling good. It's absolutely a fantastic product.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping as a new preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
SAGE 888-971-7243 Christmas is only a few days away before Congress heads home for its holiday break. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are trying to push through a monstrous 600-plus page, $50 billion end-of-year spending bill that would undermine President Trump's agenda just weeks before he takes power. This stuff-stalking spending bill includes disastrous policies like the one that would mean a dramatic expansion of government intervention in the private health care market, handing Big Pharma a massive profit windfall at the expense of the American people. This sneak attack must be stopped, and you are the key. Every year, Big Pharma hikes prices on hundreds, even thousands of prescription drugs by more than the rate of inflation. Drug companies set the price and hike the price. Worse, they ensure Americans stay locked into paying high prices by blocking competition and spending billions on obnoxious ads pushing high price drugs on patients who may not need them, while Americans subsidize lower prices for the rest of the world. Now Big Pharma executives have their champagne ready to toast their $50 billion money grab from American employers, patients, and taxpayers. The GOP takes control in just a few weeks. Republicans shouldn't be letting Chuck Schumer force through a massive big government, Big Pharma scheme to tie their hands and hike health care costs on the American people before them. Conservatives for lower health care costs remind you it's not too late to stop Big Pharma from putting a lump of coal in your holiday stocking. Go to PharmaWindfall.com and sound the alarm to stop Big Pharma and the far left from getting their stuff stocking at your expense. PharmaWindfall.com, that's PharmaWindfall.com. As you know, President Joe Biden calls climate change the most existential threat facing the planet. I kid you not. And all throughout the Biden administration, the agenda has been fighting so-called climate change. The climate is always changing. The degree to which man has had an impact is debatable. What to do about it is debatable. Whether or not to force a change from a fossil fuel-based economy to one that's so-called renewables is extremely problematic. And the Senate had a hearing on climate change. And Senator John Kennedy, the intrepid Senator John Kennedy, interviewed a Wharton professor named Dr. Benjamin Keyes, over his views on climate change. We're going to have that for you at the top of the hour, so stick around for that. Trump may also deport pro-terror students. You know, some of these students are here on foreign visas studying, but they're in the halls of their schools, out in their campuses, yelling and screaming, free, free Palestine. Palestine must be free from the river to the sea. And some of these people may very well, under the new administration, be deported. Are we having fun yet? 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder from the Phoenix Convention Center. Do not leave town.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.